Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Yud Ches, Mitzvah's Kiddush Bechoro, sanctifying the firstborn. As we said, leaving the Mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, we are still in the Mitzvahs related to Pesach, but it says at the end of Parshas Bo, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, one of the Parshias that are in all of our Tefillins, this Mitzvah has the source there. It says the Sefer HaChinuch LeKaddish HaBechoros, to sanctify all firstborns. What is the mitzvah? Klomar. There are many mitzvahs related to firstborns. This mitzvah is not the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That's later in the Torah, redeeming the firstborns. This is not the mitzvah of switching, as we'll see, what happens to a firstborn donkey. There's a mitzvah of what you're supposed to do with it. But this mitzvah is just the sanctifying itself. L'kadish HaBechoros, Klomar. In other words, She'yiyu kol avlados hanoladim barishona, all the babies that are born first. Klomar, Yotzei Rishon Merechem Anakeva, the first one to come out of the womb of the mother, Bein Ba'adam, Bein Bebehema, person or animal is included in this mitzvah, Hazacharim Kodesh Lashem. Says the Rambam, the mitzvah says the Chinuch, and based on the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to sanctify the firstborn, whether it's a firstborn boy, as we know, one needs a pidyon haben, but this is the sanctifying itself. Number two, including, as the Sefer HaChinuch is about to say, all the kosher animals, Shenemar, Kadosh Likol Bechor, Petar Kol Rechem Abnei Yisrael, Ba'adam, Uva Behema Liyu. Whether it's man or animal, it's mine. Vidafka Behema, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it only applies to Behemos. Dehainu Sharva Chesava Eis, oxen and sheep and goats. Avalo Chaya. Certain Chayos are also kosher, but it doesn't apply to them. Umikol Behema Temeya, Chamor Levad B'mitzvazu. And from any non-kosher animal, only a donkey is in this mitzvah. So if you put it all together, there are three parts to this mitzvah. They're sanctifying the firstborn. Number one, baby boy. Number two, firstborn to a behema tahora, a kosher behema. Number three, the firstborn donkey. What makes a donkey unique? So we'll have to talk about that in a couple of days when we talk about that separate mitzvah of Petar Chamor. But this is the mitzvah as stated by the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look at the Rambam also has a generalized lashon. Says the Rambam in mitzvah ayin tes, shetzivanu lekadesh bechoros. Our mitzvah is to sanctify firstborns, klomar, lahafrisham ulahavdilam, lamasharaui sheye asebahem. To separate and designate them, each for what they are supposed to go to. Meaning, it includes people, it includes animals. Vuamar yitale, and that's what it says, kadesh li kol bechor. And all of them are included. There is a shita, though, of the smak, which is a little different than the Rambam. The smak is one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikorvil. The way he split up, we mentioned in the introduction, that every one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs have their own order. The Sefer HaChinuch is Al-Seder HaParsha. The Rambam is unclear exactly what his order is. The other Rishonim have their own categorization. The smak splits it up into seven parts. Mitzvahs that are tali belev, mitzvahs that are tali beguf, bedibur, biadayim, baachila, all the different mitzvahs that he has. He counts two, he splits this mitzvah into two. Even though the Rambam has one, the smak splits it into two. In mitzvah kuf beis, the smak says, lekadesh bechor, to sanctify the firstborn, as we'll see more about that in a minute. And then later on, in mitzvah, reish mem beis, laseis bechor lekohen, to actually give it to the Kohen. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not have two separate mitzvahs. They have one mitzvah. You sanctify it and you give it to the Kohen. They have, the smak has two separate mitzvahs. Why would you have two different mitzvahs? So this could be, so what it suggested is this could be a lishitaso, machlokas, Rambam and others, lishitaso. There's a machlokas in Shorish Yud Beis. Remember we said that the Rambam has 14 rules and regulations before Sefer HaMitzvahs. So in Shorish Shneimas, or in Shorish, the 12th Shorish, the Rambam says, the rule is, Shein Roy Limnos Chelke Malacha Min Amalachas. You never count parts of a process as a separate mitzvah. Shebah Hatzivoi Ba'asiyasa Kol Chel V'Chel B'Vnei Atzmo. You don't count separate parts. Yadua, says the Rambam, Sha'anachnu pa'amim nitzavinu al ma'isa echem en ha'maisim, we're commanded to do something, v'yacharkein yaskal ha'kasav levar eichos ha'maisa. Then the Torah goes along to explain and describe what exactly we're supposed to do. It happens a lot. For example, says the Rambam, the Torah says in Parshas Truma, v'asu li mikdash, make a mishkan for me. Make me a mikdash. And then it goes through, detailing the menorah, and the shulchan, and the aron, and all the kelim. What, you're going to tell me every single kli is a separate mitzvah? Says the Rambam, of course not. It's one mitzvah. You don't count parts of a process. The mitzvah is vasuli mikdash. That's it. Make a mikdash. That's the Rambam. Ve'roishi yimane kol masha amar bo v'yasisa v'yasisa. Every time it says the word v'yasisa, you count it separately. So, says the Rambam, that's the rule. Or chalitza. chalitza, we know, is many parts to chalitza. There's the spitting, the taking off the shoe, and the kriyas ha-psukim. There's many different parts to chalitza. You can say that all those are separate mitzvahs. No, it's all one big mitzvah. Or, says the Rambam, every karban, ola. There's the shechting of the ola, and the sprinkling of the dam of the ola, and the eating not the ola, but eating the other karbanis. But every karban is its own mitzvah, but you don't count different parts of the avoda for a separate mitzvah. Says the Rambam, that is what applies. And then the Rambam adds, truma. Separating truma and giving truma to the Kohen is one mitzvah. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban, right there in Shoresh Yud Beis, takes issue with that last example. Says the Ramban, I'm sorry, but separating your truma and giving it to the Kohen, two separate mitzvahs. Two separate, this is one of the ones that the Ramban adds onto the Rambam. Hafrashas truma and Nesinas truma. After all, says the Ramban, when do you make the bracha? You make the bracha by hafrasha. 1 minute. If it's all one big process, we know what's the rule. You always make the bracha at the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make the bracha when you make tzitzis, but when you wear tzitzis. Not when you make a sukkah, when you sit in a sukkah. So says the Ramban, if it's all one big thing, so you should make the bracha at the end of the process. The fact that you make a bracha on the hafrasha, the separation itself, before you give it to the Kohen, tells me and clues me in that it's two separate mitzvahs. That's the Ramban, hafrasha, and nesina, two separate mitzvahs. The Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs defend the Rambam, interestingly, in two opposite ways. The Leif Sameach and the Megillas Esther are two of the great Achronim that explain the Rambam. The Rambam, they say, no, the Rambam counts it all as one. But the question is, which is the one? Which is the one? This Leif Sameach says, they can't, the Rambam says, Afagav de'ikra mitzvah hi anesina, afilu hachi mascheles mishas hafrasha. It's all one big thing. It's all called giving to the Kohen. But when you designate it, that's the first step to giving it to the Kohen. It's all about Nesina, and the Hafrasha is Hascholas Nesina. That's what the Leif Sameach says. The Hasam Avl Hacha Hafrasha Chelak Mea Mitzvah. Umishah Shemafrish Maschil B'Mitzvah. Shemafrish Hadavar Hanitan Kedei Litna L'Kohen. The Megillas Esther, the other great Mefarish on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, is exactly the opposite to explain the Rambam. Yeah, it's all one thing. It's Hafrasha. Nesina is the hashlama of the hafrasha. You have to separate your truma. But what's called separating it? Not just separating it from out of your field, but giving it to the Kohen is the end of the separation. Nesina l'kohen, he chelek v'siyum mitzvahs hafrasha. So the Leif Sameach and the Megillas Esther say the same exact thing for the Rambam. They say it's all one big mitzvah, but they say the opposite ways. They say, oh, it's really all Nesina, and Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina, or it's all Hafrasha, and Nesina is Hashlamas Hafrasha. Either way, take a step back. What do you see from this whole discussion? The Rambam says when you have a mitzvah of designating and giving, it's all one idea. That's why Truma is all one big mitzvah. The Ramban says, all right, two. So that's maybe what's here the same as well. The sanctification of the Bechor and the giving of the Bechor to the Kohen, as we'll see, it's one mitzvah, says the Rambam. Just like he counts one mitzvah in Truma, he counts one mitzvah here. Mashenke, and the smak might be in the derech of the Ramban that it's two separate mitzvos. Okay. Now we continue. The Inyan mitzvah, says the Sefer Chinuch. What's this mitzvah about? How do you sanctify? What are you supposed to do? The behema tahora kain by a kosher animal. You know what you say? She mitzvah ala baila mahadisho veloma harezeva kodesh. Very big chiddush. The firstborn is sanctified whether I say anything or not. The second that firstborn animal comes out of the mother, goes to the Kohen. It's a karban. It's a bechor. It goes to the Kohen. So what's my mitzvah? It's automatic. The mitzvah is still, you should sanctify it. Sanctify bepeh. Say, this is my bechor. It's be makdashit bepeh. That's the din. V'chayavim lasi zozo bechor l'kohanim. And then we give it to the Kohanim. But that's the mitzvah, even though it's already kadosh. That's the chiddush based on a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. Even though it is kadosh inherently, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's still a mitzvah to add my own personal hakdasha. That is what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Interesting, the Minchas Chinuch, all the way at the end, Minchas Chinuch all the way at the end, in Os Lamed, says sometimes you can have a delayed hakdasha. Let's say you have a child who owns an animal, a six-year-old. A six-year-old doesn't have the power to be makdish. So let's say the six-year-old has a bechor. He owns an animal. Let's say his father died, parents died, he's an orphan, he has property. Somebody gives him an animal that's about to have a bechor. So there's still mitzvah lahakdish, but he can't say anything. Says the Minchas Chinuch, when he gets old enough, and if he still has that bechor, mitzvah lahakdisho. That's an os lamed in the Minchas Chinuch, all the way at the end. Imnoa lakatan bechor be'ein tzein bekdesho klum, vade mitzvah lahakdish, misha yagdil. It's a delayed. What happens when he's 12 years old for a boy or 11 years old for a girl? We know a year before Bar and Bat Mitzvah, there's a status called Mufla Samach La'ish, that we believe them for their Nedarim or taken seriously, Shavuos. So does that help with this case? He's not sure about that. But either way, the Minchas Chinuch brings up the case that maybe there could be a delayed Hakdasha that is possible here. Is there any other place where we have such a concept, where something exists even without you doing anything, but there's still a mitzvah for you to do something? Says Rav Soloveitchik, I'll give you a beautiful example, a great example. What about Kiddush every Friday night? Kiddush every Friday night. The day is sanctified by itself. What am I doing? It's Kadosh V'Yomid. It's not like Yontif. Yontif, we, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman, and we take part. But what happens with, what are we doing on Friday nights? A mitzvah daraisa to be Mekadesh Shabbos. What are we doing? Rav Soloveitchik says, with that question, add on one more question, and then we'll answer it. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam holds both Kiddush and Havdalah are Daraisa. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, not too long. The Mitzvah of Kiddush and the Mitzvah of Shabbos, Achras Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, that's in Parshas Yisro. So, the Rambam holds Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. Other Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah, quotes that no, others say only Kiddush is Daraisa, saying Havdalah is Darabanan. What's the machlokas about? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, this is quoted in the Ginas Egos, Rav Shachter Sefer, on page in Simen Dalin, the fourth Simen in Ginas Egos, says Rav Soloveitchik, according to the Rambam, you know what the mitzvah of Kiddush is about? And we'll repeat this when we get up to Kiddush, Ezrat Hashem. This of Kiddush is about cordoning off Shabbos. Shabbos is special, you cordon it off before and after. Kiddush and Avdallah are both the police line do not cross. If you have a special area, special in time, so you cordon it off. That's Kiddush and Avdallah are both Daraisa. What about the other Rishonim? Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, it's our din. Why only Kiddush? What about Havdalah? Because the mitzvah of Kiddush, you know what at root it is? It's the same idea that we have by Kiddush Bechor. Even though something is sanctified without me doing anything, it's special if I add my own element of Hakdasha. Shabbos is, even if I stay here all day, it's not Shabbos, it's going to be Shabbos, whether I like it or not. But still there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to acknowledge and say, this is Shabbos. I'm not sanctifying it, but I'm adding my own personal touch. Mitzvah lahakdisho. The same exact thing that the mitzvah is here, maybe that applies to Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam could also agree to that. He just has, there's another element. He could say Kiddush is both. It's both cordoning off Shabbos, Kiddush and Avdallah, while Kiddush also has another element of being makdashim. Okay, so that is the idea. So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to give it to the Kohen. Which Kohen do you have to give it to? You have to give it to any. Can you give it to any kohen you want? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses here in Oz Beis. If I bring a carpet to the Beis Hamikdash, I have to give it to the kohanim that are working at that time. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tainis in the fourth parak, all the kohanim were split up into 24 groups, 24 mishmaros. They each worked about 2 weeks out of the year. They all worked on Yontif. That takes care of about 52 weeks almost. So they were all split up. So if I bring a bechor to the Beis Hamikdash, do I have to give it to that kohen who's working that week? What if I want to give it to my neighbor? So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Sefer Chinuch doesn't specify. It sounds like you give it to whoever you want. The Rambam says, Yireli, the Rambam thinks that you have to give it to, you can give it to any coin you want. He says it beferish. Yireli, Shabachar Nosin, Kol Koin Jir. It's not like a regular carbon that you're bringing that week. Bachar is a different type of carbon. And therefore, you could give it to whichever Kohen you want. Continuing the Sefer Chinuch, v'yakrivu chelbo v'damu al mizbeach, and the Kohen sacrifices the fats and the blood on the mizbeach. V'heimoch l'mabasa b'shalayim. This is an example of kachi kalim bechor. Bechor is a carbon, and therefore the Kohenim have to eat it with all the halachas of eating a bechor. V'einan osa lo b'yad sheyivaleid el metapobo. The Mishnah says in bechoros though, when do I give this animal to the Kohen? Not right when it's born. I gotta bother with it a little bit till it gets old enough. Different halachas about different sheets about how old it has to be. Bebehema daka shloshim yom, bagasa chamishim yom, 30 days, 50 days, not right when it's bored. Excuse me. I have to make sure that it's strong enough, and then I give it to the Kohen. Ubechutz la'aretz she'ein lanu mikdash. What about in chutz la'aretz? We'll get to more chutz la'aretz b'Hashem a little bit later. No adelf mafanovu meisei me'elav kedas ksas mafarshim. Where there is no base on mikdash, you just got to let it be. It's a carbon automatically. So what are you supposed to do with it? You just got to let it be. You can't get behana from it. If you don't have a base on Mikdash, you just got to let it be. Umehen sha'amru, b'shamamten lo lolam, you got to wait. What's the only way out? as follows. Third line. V'im nafal bo mum. Here's the next chiddush of the kedusha of a bechor animal. What happens if this animal gets a mum? Well, what happens if a number? Let's say if I'm designated an animal and that animal gets a mum, it has to be redeemed. That's the halacha usually. You have to redeem the animal, change the kedusha onto money. This is the chiddush about bechor. Bechor behema, if it gets a mum, a permanent mum, automatically it loses all its kedusha. It's chulin. The Kohen could eat it, he give it to me to eat. Anybody could eat it. No, whoever the Kohen wants to give it to. Can you even give it to a dog? That's a issue. Oh, hey, there's Minchas Chana talks about, could you even give it to a dog? I mean, could you use it as pet food? Because right, the Sefer Chinuch Lashon is you can give it to any person that you want. So maybe it's only a person. You don't have to know Torah Shabbat Peh for this. It's the first pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says that, this is in Re'e. You got to just go look further. The pasuk says, Kol ha-bachar she'ivali b'vchar chavzon chazachar, any bachar, taktish la'shem alokecha. You have to be maktish. L'frei Hashem alokecha tochlenu bashana bashana. You have to eat it. You have to eat it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, in front of the in Yerushalayim. V'chiyie bo mum kol pisech o iver kol mumra loses bechenu l'Hashem alokecha. No more. B'sharecha tochlenu. Eat it in your gates. Hatamei v'hatahar yachdav. Tummy and Torah people can eat it equally, meaning this is a magical carbon. The second it gets a mum kavua, it loses all its kedusha. Unlike any other carbon, which if it gets a mum, you gotta wait. You gotta redeem it. That's the chiddush of this halacha. We'll get to more of those halachas in a minute. Skip to the next paragraph. Ubachar Adam upetach chamor nefarish yana b'mitzvah sapadiyah. So we'll get to the Bachar Adam and Chamor. The Sefer Chinuch doesn't go into in detail so much Pidyon HaBen here, because he talks about firstborn sons by the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, firstborn donkeys by the mitzvah of Petach Hamar. So here we focus on the animals, because this is the only mitzvah that relates to the Bachar. Misharshi mitzvah zu, now we get to the Hashkafa. What's the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah? So he quotes two ideas. Number one, Sheratza Hashem lezakosenu lasos mitzvah bereshis parinu. Hashem wants to be mezake us, to give the first of our offspring. L'mandas ki akol shelo. All firsts we give to God as an acknowledgement that all belongs to God. Right? Bikurim we're going to talk about. Chawa we're going to talk about. These are all firsts. All firsts you give to God or God's servants, which are the Kohanim, as an acknowledgement that really everything belongs to Hashem. Ve'no l'adam davar ba'olam rak mashi yicholik lo Hashem yisbarach l'chasadav. Everything really comes from Hashem. So that's number one. Number two, skip a couple of lines. Va'od. Obviously, Makas Bechoros. To remember Makas Bechoros, that the firstborns of the Jews were saved, and therefore this is also connected. All firstborns are Kadosh to Hashem. Good, let's get to some of the halachas. Dinei HaMitzvah. Be'eza Malcham Nishcha V'Nechal. So this is a carbon that's to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'yad Eizaz Man Mitzvah L'Machlo. You have to eat it within a year. V'inyim Mumin. What kind of Mumin? Next page. Look at page Kuf Aleph. U'minemana Mumav. Who is believed about the mumin, about the blemishes, im naflu bo o nasu bo lo da'as? If it just happens, or it was inflicted. This is a very important issue. The Gemara says that if a Kohen inflicts the mum onto the animal, because, you know, let's say the Kohen lives outside somewhere, not near the Beis HaMikdash. So he knows if this animal gets a mum, he's home free. He can eat this however he wants. If it doesn't have a mum, he has to bring it as a carbon. But the Kohen has an ulterior motive. He wants this to get a mum. So let's say the Kohen will come and say, "Oy vey, look, he got a mum." We don't believe the Kohanim. The Shulchan, this is in Shulchan Aruch. Because the husband is manazeh. If somebody has a firstborn animal, let's say he gets a mum. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kohanim are not believed. HaKohanim, this is a Shin Yudalad in Yardaya. HaKohanim chashudim lahatu mum bevachar. They're chashud. We think that they're going to do it. We think they're going to put a mum. The Gemara even says it's an Isser Doraisa to be matal mum bibachar. It's an Isser Doraisa. And if they did it, what's the Isser Doraisa? It's based on a pasuk. The Gemara says in Mesechas Beitza. The Gemara says on the Chav Zayin Amid Beis in Mesechas Beitza, based on a pasuk, right before the Mishnah. Minayin shelo yigrom lo al yidei davar acher. Shelo yavi batzek o dveilo v'yaniach lo agabi ha'ozen. You know what the Kohanim used to do? Stabbing the animal. They used to put some dough behind the ear of their animal, of their bechor, and put it to graze with the other animals. So what would happen? All the other animals would come and say, "Hey, there's a piece of dough there." They would start nibbling at the dough and eventually nibble at the animal's ear. And they're going to say, "Oh, look, there's a mum. Oh, well, look at that. I guess I have to eat this animal here." That's an Isser D'oraisa, even though it's grama, it's indirect. Some Isurim in the Torah are result-oriented. And therefore, even if you don't do an act, but you just cause it to happen, it's also Daraisa, says the Torah, says the Gemara, Tamal Omar Kol Mum, Omar Mum, V'Omar Kol Mum, any Mum. It's an Isur Daraisa. And you know what the halacha is? If a Kohen puts a Mum onto his animal, it's not Chulin. Chazal were Kones him for violating the Avera, and he cannot get benefit from that animal. That's why Kohanim, when he says here, Mineman Al Mumav, that's talking about Kohanim are not Naaman, right? We are Kones them. Okay, continuing a little bit more. Ve'ezah chacham roi lahoris b'mumav. You have to have great rabbis also, the Gemara says, to figure out what's a mum kavua and what's a mum over. Permanent versus temporary. Fascinating. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Hei that the great Rav, Rav and Shmuel, Rav spent 18 months on a farm learning about different types of mumin. 18 months of his life, Rav left yeshiva and spent on a farm, because this is halacha he has to know. Mum kavua mum over. So it's a very intricate halacha. It's this special smicha, the Gemara says there, given to be yater b'choros, to be mater mumin. But that's what Rav did. V'did b'chara shutfin Yisrael moshut of Gai. And what about ownership? The Sefer Chinuch continues. This is two more points, and then we'll finish. What does a Gai have to do with it? Shut of Gai. The halacha is, let's take a step back for a minute. What do you do b'zman hazeh? Bizman is if you have an animal that's about to have a firstborn baby, what do? You don't want a carbon running around your backyard. So what we do, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, what we do is we go into partnership with a non-Jew. Because the halacha is, if the mother is owned by a Jew and a non-Jew jointly, there's no kedusha to the baby. So that is why I remember two years ago, I was at the Tchelis factory. So they had a sheep there, which they get all their wool from to make the tzitzis. So they had this is a bechara, it was just born. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, last week we sold it to a guy, because he knew it was having a baby. They shutfis, and after it's born, they give him a percentage. And then afterwards, they buy it back. Halakha l'maisa, that's what's done. It's been done for hundreds of years. Those learning Daf Yomi, there's a Tosas in Avodah Zara, Daf Ayin Aleph. Tosas discusses, what type of kinyanim work between Jews and non-Jews? Nowadays, we worry about this in terms of selling the chametz. But in those days, in the days of Rashi and Tosfos, right, the Tosfos, Ayin Alef Manav, says, what do we do when we sell our animals to get out of the Chiyuv Bechor? So you have to worry about exactly which kinyan works between Jew and non-Jew. That's Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Alef. But l'maisa, that is what is done. We go into Shutfos with a guy so that there is no Kedusha. One final point. Go to the next paragraph. V'noheges mitzvah zu shal kiddush b'chor behema tahora midoraisa be'eret Yisrael bilvad. B'chol zman. Says the Sefer HaChinuch something very controversial. Chinuch says this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Always, but in Eretz Yisrael. In midorabanan in chutz la'aretz. The Minchas Chinuch notes that this Chinuch seems to be based on a Girsa of the Rambam, that the Ramban had, that the Kesef Mishnah had, and they all assume it's a mistaken Girsa in the Rambam. What difference should it make if I live in Israel or not? It's all about the animal. It's nothing to do with the land. What difference should it make? So the Sefer Chinuch, though, here is going like that Girsa that Rav Yosef Cairo says is a mistaken Girsa. He changes the Girsa. And he says, no, what the Rambam really means is a different Girsa, which is that it is Da'oraisa, even Chutz La'aretz. You just don't have to be makir of it. There's a middle status. It has kedusha daraisa, but you don't have to schlep it up. You can just let it die. You can't eat it unless it gets a mum, but you don't have a chiyuv to be makrevit. But of course, it's daraisa in chutz la'aretz. But the Sefer Chinuch does not quote that Rambam. He quotes the girsa that we have in the old-fashioned Rambams. The araya that it's not a mistaken girsa is the Rambam says the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Ayin Tes that I read before, he says the same thing in chutz la'aretz only drabanan. So therefore, there's a question what the Rambam holds. But in terms of Girsos, big discussion here in Os Chafei, but the Chinuch clearly says it's only Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz it's only a mitzvah Derabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, tomorrow we get back to the mitzvah of eating chametz on Pesach. I haven't done that one yet. Matter of fact, so Beth Hashem, that will be tomorrow. I think tomorrow night we're going to have to try to do it.